Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
Kadena Cox tells us she made history in Rio, and once again she's going over two sports in one games. Cycling first, then athletics.
I'll be doing track cycling, I'll be doing the 500 metre time trial, and then the mixed team sprint, and I'm also doing athletics, so I'll be doing the 400 metres in that as well. So this time round, the mixed team sprint and the 100 metres actually clash. So I had to make a decision on which one I was going to do. So, yeah, unfortunately, I've not been able to go back in for the four medals that I wanted. But it's just, yeah, it's the way it is. Like, it's my fault for choosing two sports, I guess.
And you made history, of course, in Rio. I think the first time since 1984 where we won two golds in different sports. Is that something that you think about, Kadena?
Yeah, you know, I think about it more now than I did then. At the time, I was just like, I just want to do two sports. Like, that's it. I wasn't thinking about history. I didn't even know it was history until, you know, somebody said to me, like, you've just set history. Like, I'm getting all these messages about, you know, setting history. But like now, like, you know, I had thought about, you know, doing the double-double and, you know, yeah, being able to make history there. Whereas before I was just like, I just want to ride and run, you know. But yeah, you know, it's something that I am quite proud of, and something that was a great achievement. Like, I know it was a great achievement because it's been hard to try, you know, get to the place where I can do it again. So I'm really proud of myself for being able to achieve that. And, you know, if I never do it again, I achieved something really special in 2016. And yeah, I can, you know, live knowing that I did that. But hopefully this Games is going to be just as good.
Can I ask you about something else that happened in the Olympics? And that was Simone Biles starting a competition and then deciding, look, I can't carry on with this. Do you think, in a way, by Simone doing that and saying what she said, she made a bigger statement to the world than if she'd won every medal going?
Most definitely. I think there's this expectation on athletes that, you know, we just go and we just churn out medals. And I think that expectations so high on Simone, you know, everyone's just like, you know, Simone goes and wins the gold, you know, Simone does something different, like Simone's just unreal, like no one can beat her. And they forget that she's human. I think that's the issue. Like, people think, you know, athletes, that like we're just robots, and they forget that there's a human side of us. And, you know, we can have, you know, struggle with mental health issues, you know, we can struggle, you know, with physical injuries, and, you know, it's not always going to go well. And I think she did make a statement, and I think it's nice to see. You know, I struggled with my own mental health issues and had to take time out of sport. And, you know, I got a lot of people, you know, messaging me saying, you know, that was, you know, great. And, you know, I've struggled with the same thing. And it speaks to the athletes, and, you know, that they feel like they can speak out and they can, you know, take a step back and really look after themselves. They are more than just the athletes. But I think it then, yeah, just opens the eyes of the general public that just see us as gold medals, you know, like they just see us as medalists and forget that there is more to us than that. And, you know, all that pressure and, you know, just that expectation can be tough. And I think it's just that realization for the fans. So I think it's great that she did just take a step back and did what was right for her. Because a lot of the time within sport, we forget about ourselves well, because we want to please the fans. So we want to go out there and do, you know, whatever the fans want us to do, because we want them to be happy. And we forget that we as individuals need to think about ourselves and our own health, because there is life after sport, and we want to be, you know, in the best place after sport.
And you've spoken very honestly, very openly before about your mental health struggles. How are you then at the moment?
Yeah, I think I've done a great job with my my psychiatrist, psychiatrist Alan, you know, my psychologist Lara, my nutritionist Laura, and there's a whole host of people that, you know, come into this like little bubble that have helped me get to a place where I was really content, you know, coming into our holding camp, feeling really confident and really happy, you know, being in a place that I've not been in for, you know, 6+ years. And it's meant that even though, you know, the pressure of, you know, getting into the holding camp, you know, being really close to a games, that kind of normally shakes me. And I'll be honest, you know, even when you do have, like, if you are in recovery, like, there are times and there are things that's going to shake you. And I have had wobbles at times. But because I'm in such a strong place, or I was in such a strong place, those wobbles haven't totally knocked me off. It's just, you know, a day wobble. And then I'm like, no, Kadena, like, you know what you can do, and really, you know, talk myself out. Or, you know, we've got our psychologist here, Lara. Alan's literally at the end of a phone call, so I can speak to him. So I'm able to pull myself back in. So I'm in a really positive place. I'm really content, really happy, and yeah, just excited to be able to compete in this really good headspace.
What does it mean putting on that British vest?
It's amazing, you know, like, just getting that selection. Like, I'm British and, you know, really proud, and, you know, being selected to represent your country, not many people get that opportunity. So every time I get selected, you know, you don't take it for granted. Like, you know, I may have achieved what I've achieved, but, you know, every time you get that selection, you are proud of it, and you are proud to pull on that vest and go out there and represent your country. And I just love it. You know, I love the bands that get behind us. You know, I love the support you get. I love being able to inspire the next generation to come through. And it just makes me super happy. We have great kit.
It is a really good kit. We're really enjoying the kit this year. I think it's up there with 2012, in my opinion, Kadena. Just a last one. There were lots of talks about protests before the Olympics from athletes and things. Lots of things going on in the world, but it is right that the athletes can have a say before their events if they wish to.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as athletes, like, when we are at our competition, you know, on our stage, that's an opportunity for us to be able to have our voice, you know, because we don't always get the opportunity. You know, we're not always, you know, on the television, or, you know, always, you know, somewhere where we can be seen and heard. So taking the opportunity to, you know, have our voice and say, you know, what we're passionate about, like, for me, like, it's something I would do, you know, because I want to be able to stand up for what I believe, and having that opportunity, it is great. And even if you don't want to take the opportunity, having the option to take that opportunity, I think we should be allowed to have freedom of speech in our place of sport.
Kadena's in the 500 metre time trial final in the Velodrome around 8 a.m. Friday morning UK time.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.